MMH, the home of rock radio.
Hi, Diane here, and I'm here at the Splinter Studios in Wensbury with Liberty Lies, who are launching their new album, It's the Hope That Kills You. Hi, guys. Nice to see you again.
Hey, Diane.
All right.
Yeah, fine. You? How are you?
Good. Good. A bit nervous at the moment.
Yeah.
It's quite a big gig for us, playing all the album fully. We've never done that.
We've never played your hometown before.
We've played our hometown, yeah, probably too many times, haven't we, over the years.
Yeah.
But it's nice, we used to do it in pubs about 10 years ago, so it's nice that we're doing a decent sized venue now. So,
you know, we never played a full album before.
Are you playing the whole album tonight?
Yeah.
And the bonus track as well?
Not tonight, no. We kind of thought,
because
the bonus tracks aren't on the digital version, so I thought if anyone's bought iTunes or Spotify, they won't have heard them.
Yeah.
So, and it turns out they're the hardest songs anyway, so it's probably done ourselves a favour.
How long are you set for then? About an hour?
We'll do about an hour and a half. We're going to do some songs after as well.
So you're more nervous then because you're playing in front of your friends and family, is that it?
I think it's more the songs because we've never played.
Yes, you haven't done them before, right?
Never played them live. So, I mean,
studio
environment's a lot different to live because you don't play together in the studio at all. So it's going to be weird.
Well, some of these songs we haven't played since we recorded them, and then so we recorded all the parts separately, and then we booked the gig and went, shall we play the album in full? And I went, oh, we've got to now learn how to play these songs.
You're involved in the writing?
Yeah, we've done all of it ourselves, but it's just weird because obviously you write it and you can perfect it over many takes in the studio, and then you've got to do it live in one try. So that's the difficulty. Nice.
No, good job. Biting your nails.
No, they've gone. They've absolutely gone.
We must be really pleased with the response so far. You've heard on the media and everything.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. I mean, we woke up yesterday morning and found out it was in the top 40 of album rock charts on iTunes and top 10 hottest releases on Amazon.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
You don't know what to expect at our level because obviously we've got no big label behind us. We haven't got anyone pumping money into us. We've done it completely ourselves. So what makes the album a success? We weren't expecting to be number one, but then you kind of flip through the album charts thinking, oh, I just hope it turns up, and then kind of creeped up throughout the day, peaked in the top 40, and then it was still in again today for the second day, which is nice. So yeah, but I kind of just got to the point where I think as long as we're proud of the album, that's enough to make it a success. And then we'll see where it goes from there. Obviously, it's early days, but we'll see where it takes us.
You've had a lot of exposure, haven't you, in the last year? Like, we still have.
Yeah.
And you've been at Hard Rock Hell recently.
This year's been mad for us.
But you've had some good support slots, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mike Monroe and Inglorious.
The first 6 months were rough. Like, we were just leaving one management company and trying to establish something else.
Yeah.
This album's been written, re-recorded, everything renamed. It's had several different names.
How long has it taken you then?
It's probably taken since the last album. We put another EP out, but some of these songs have been in the pipeline for a long time.
Yeah.
And then kind of like within this last 6 months, we hit a strong vein of form with our songwriting, and since then it's kind of transformed the album. So songs like Four Walls, Letters, A Thousand People all came really late for the album.
I like that video.
Yeah, good.
Because I'm on it for
two seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like that kind of strengthened the album, and then we've become a four piece, which has brought its own challenges, but I think we're probably stronger than ever now, so we can't wait to move forward.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we look at the pictures when we was a five piece.
Oh yeah.
Just seems like
too many people.
There's too many people in this picture now. So yeah, it's
there's more room on stage now, isn't there?
Great,
yeah.
Just more work for Josh.
Being my job 10 times harder.
But you get 10 times more glory.
Wow. And you get to play bass for the four band.
Yeah.
And I mean, even you've been on Planet Rock, haven't you? Is this right?
They backed the last single, which was really good. I think Kerrang played it as well. Alex Baker always backs us every time we release something. Yeah, it's been great. We got on the festivals. We're at Planet Rock stop Saturday coming, which is good. It's good to keep associated with those guys. And we've had all the Hard Rock Hell stuff. We've had the Hard Rock Hell Awards. And then we opened the main stage of the festival within a couple of hours with each other, so yeah, it's been good.
So 12 tracks and 2 bonus on the vinyl, so that's quite a lot of work, isn't it? It's quite a long album. Was that planned, or did it just grow and grow?
To be fair, in the scheme of things, it's not that many because it's been over 7 years or something like that.
We've probably got another three or four of those kind of full-length albums in demos.
Yeah.
So
we demoed a lot.
Yeah, for us, we've got a really high threshold for what kind of makes it through the grade. So we'll write a song and then a couple of weeks later, rewrite it, a couple of weeks later, go to camp, start again, and then maybe one part of that song might make it into another song. So we kind of, that's how we work, really, and it's something we don't want like to force, because when you force it, we feel that it kind of, doesn't come out as genuine, does it?
Yeah, and with regards to the bonus tracks, we all sat down, we had a meeting down here, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we said, what we think it should be a 12-song album, what two do we leave off? And every single one of us had a different two.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, what we're going to do, so we can't just leave two songs out if we all feel that strongly like it should be on. So we kind of had a general consensus that the two, not weakest, but they're probably the more challenging to the listener, aren't they?
Well, the first bonus track, though, is your favourite.
Yeah, my favourite song on the album, the bonus track.
Track 14, Blame, was my favourite. So it wasn't necessarily weak songs, it was just, like Adam said, in the scheme of listening to the album in full on like Spotify when...
I've listened to the album, but there isn't any weak track on it. So.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, but yeah, we just wanted to make an album that people could listen all the way through, and it could be coherent and work as
one
piece of art, isn't it, really? Yeah.
One piece of art.
It sounds so pretentious.
But that's what we want. We wanted the whole thing to be kind of, you can sit down and listen for 50 minutes and it kind of, it all flows into.
Yeah, it does. I like the album cover as well. What's behind that then? What's that mean?
We kind of worked around the theme of it's the hope that kills you, and it's the thought of being up and then down again, constantly being promised things, which has been a constant theme for us, hasn't it, over the last 10 years, I was going to say 2 years, but it's been the last 10 years of, you know, if we could list the amount of times people have told us, oh, no, Metallica's manager, you can go on tour with them if you like. That's happened way too many times. So it's just the promises, and we kind of thought, well, what can we have to signify the ups and downs? And I think, like, with the hourglass of someone constantly turning it every time you feel like you're getting close. So that's something that we've kind of stuck with, and we've got one of our fans to draw it, which was awesome. He's followed us since, I don't know, he's too young to come and see us, weren't he,
yeah,
a couple of times.
Yeah, Shine Down Tour.
Yeah. It's brilliant. So it's really unique as well.
Right. So what's next after tonight then? You're going to have a break up to Christmas? Or
there's never a break, is there?
We've got Planet Rockstock next Saturday, yeah. Then Living to Lies has a break.
Well, we've got Private Acoustic Gig, haven't we?
We've got Private Acoustic Gig, yeah. Someone's, because we had the pre-orders for the album and one of them was an acoustic show and someone
to perform and someone did.
So that's going to be really nice for the fans, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Almost like a end of year show, isn't it, with everyone. That's going to be
and
nice.
Then we're going to do a tour for promote the album next year.
Yeah, the plan is to go out end of February, March time. To be honest, we've been that busy with the release. We wanted the tour in place, but it's literally juggling far too much. So we're going to get it done and then we can start working on that from next week.
I mean, if I'm made of them touring and I'm listening to this, you could take us, it's fine, we're free. We're free to do it.
We're quite cheap as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
A couple of beers and all that.
We'll pay them.
To support you, aren't they? We have loads of fans wanting to support you.
Yeah, well, we'll see. But yeah, we want to, we've got some festivals already booked for next year, which is good. And we've been in talks with some other people to do some other shows, so
brilliant.
Fingers crossed they come off. But again, I hope it kills
you. Oh, Monday next, guys. Okay. Well, nice talking to you. Break a leg then later on, as you say. Yeah? Nice to meet up with you again.
MMH. The home of rock radio.